This article is brought to you by the best-selling books 8 Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Patient hearing versus strategic silence. Why the distinction matters with manipulative people. Two skills that look alike, but work in completely opposite ways. In short, patient hearing is the discipline of listening fully before you respond, even when what you hear is uncomfortable or incomplete. It is not the same as staying quiet to protect yourself. Patient hearing is driven by intent to understand. Strategic silence is driven by intent to protect. With manipulative people, confusing the two can cost you clarity, dignity, or both. Knowing which tool you need in a given moment is a skill you can learn and practice. Definition: patient hearing silence describes the practice of listening with full presence and suspended judgment, staying quiet not to withhold, but to understand. It differs from strategic silence, which is deliberate restraint used to protect information or observe behavior rather than to build connection. I watched a colleague ruin a negotiation once. The other person was difficult, probably manipulative, and my colleague had prepared well. But when the other person started talking, my colleague went quiet. From the outside, it looked composed. From the inside, I knew better. He had stopped listening. He was waiting. Two entirely different things. The patience he showed was not patient hearing at all. It was a performance of silence while he planned his next move. He missed everything the other person actually revealed, and he paid for it later. The distinction between patient hearing and strategic silence matters enormously with manipulative people. Get it wrong, and you either absorb their narrative without thinking, or you protect yourself so hard that you stop gathering the information you need. What patient hearing actually requires. Patient hearing is not staying quiet while someone talks. It is a deliberate, active state where your primary goal is understanding, and everything else waits. You are tracking words, tone, body language, and the gaps between what is said and what is meant. You are resisting the strong pull to interpret, rebut, or prepare. With difficult people, this is demanding work. Your nervous system wants to protect you. When someone says something that feels threatening or dishonest, the instinct is to defend or disengage. Patient hearing asks you to stay present anyway, not because you agree with what you're hearing, but because you need to understand it fully before you can respond well. The visible behavior looks similar to silence, which is where the confusion begins. But the internal experience is completely different. You are engaged. You are processing. You are gathering. This is not passive endurance. It is one of the hardest communication skills to practice under pressure, especially with someone who's trying to use your openness against you. If your team is already struggling with the discomfort of hard conversations, by avoiding difficult conversations is the hidden enemy of team synergy. Addresses why that avoidance costs more than people expect. What strategic silence is built for. Strategic silence is a different animal. Here, you stay quiet not because you're seeking understanding, but because responding now would cost you something. You are withholding, not receiving. Your goal is not to absorb what the other person is offering. Your goal is to observe, to protect information, or to let the other person fill a silence in ways that reveal more than they intended. With genuinely manipulative people, strategic silence can be a necessary tool. A manipulator often relies on your immediate reaction. They need you off balance, emotional, or committed to a position before you have had time to think. Staying quiet denies them that. It forces them to keep talking, and people who are performing a position rarely do well when the script runs out. Used ethically, strategic silence is not about power games. It is about protecting your ability to respond from a place of clarity rather than reactivity. The silence itself communicates nothing. It is a pause before a considered response, not a punishment or a tactic designed to create anxiety. Understanding what triggers reactive responses in the first place can help you hold strategic silence where it matters. What is the amygdala hijack, and how it silently blocks team synergy in high-pressure moments explains exactly the process. How these two concepts compare. Dimension: patient hearing, strategic silence. Primary intent to understand fully before responding to protect, observe, or withhold response. Internal state: active, engaged, receiving, deliberate, controlled, guarded. What drives a genuine curiosity or commitment to fairness, self-protection, or tactical awareness? What you do with what you hear: use it to build understanding or connection, use it to inform your next move. Risk: if misused, absorbing manipulation without critical thought, becoming cold, withholding, or punishing. Best used when you need real information or to hear someone fairly responding now would expose you or give up leverage. Visible behavior, attentive presence, minimal interruption, stillness, non-committal expression. The table shows the surface contrast cleanly, but the lived reality is messier. Both require you to stay quiet. Both require self-regulation. From across a room, an observer cannot tell which one you are using. That is why people conflate them, and why the internal commitment matters more than the visible behavior. Patient hearing is costly in emotional terms. You're giving your full attention to someone who may be trying to deceive or destabilize you. That takes strength, not naivety. The payoff is that you gather real information, and you maintain the kind of clear understanding that lets you respond rather than react. When you practice patient hearing with a manipulative person, you often hear the inconsistencies, the patterns, and the real grievances that sit underneath the performance. None of that is available to you if you stop listening. Strategic silence is costly in a different way. You have to resist the natural human desire to fill up pores, to defend yourself, or to show that you understand. You hold back. Done well, this is not cold. It is composed. The other person often reveals far more than they intended when silence is not rescued. Where they genuinely overlap. There is real common ground between patient hearing and strategic silence, and pretending otherwise would mislead you. Both require emotional regulation. You cannot practice either one while flooded with adrenaline. Both ask you to resist the pull of immediate reaction, which is hard when the conversation is loaded. And both serve your long-term interest better than impulsive response does. In practice, you will sometimes move between them in a single conversation. You might begin with patient hearing, genuinely trying to understand what someone is saying, and then shift to strategic silence when you hear something that tells you this person is not being straight with you. That transition does not feel dramatic. It is a quiet internal shift in intent. When passive-aggressive behavior is part of the picture, both skills become especially important. How to address passive-aggressive behavior that's silently eroding team synergy goes into specific detail on navigating the particular kind of difficult person. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling books 8 Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Three places where people get this wrong. Getting the distinction wrong is easy. Here is where it tends to happen. The mistake. Calling strategic silence patient hearing to feel less calculating. Why it happens. Strategic silence can feel manipulative or cold, and patient hearing sounds virtuous. People reframe one as the other to feel better about what they are actually doing. What to do instead? Name the intent honestly to yourself. If your primary goal is self-protection rather than understanding, you are using strategic silence. That is not wrong. It just needs to be acknowledged. The mistake. Using patient hearing with someone who is actively exploiting your openness. Why it happens. Patient hearing is your default mode in most conversations, and switching out of it requires a conscious decision. With manipulative people, that switch is easy to miss. What to do instead? Ask yourself periodically whether continuing to listen is giving you information or simply giving the other person more time to construct a narrative you will have to dismantle later. The mistake. Treating strategic silence as patient hearing and missing critical information as a result. Why it happens. You go quiet to protect yourself, but you stop genuinely listening. You are present in body, but absent in attention, and the real content of what the other person says does not register. What to do instead? Even when you are in strategic silence mode, keep your attention on the content. The goal is still information. You are simply not committing to a response yet. Knowing how to deliver your own communication clearly matters as much as knowing how to listen. How to deliver a neutral problem statement that stops team conflict before it destroys synergy offers a practical method for that side of the exchange. Choosing the right tool by situation. When you are not yet sure whether someone is being manipulative, patient hearing is the right starting point. You cannot fairly assess intent without first hearing someone out. Give them that. Track what they say and how they say it. Inconsistencies, emotional pressure, and deflection all become visible when you are actually paying attention. When you have already identified manipulation and need to protect your thinking, shift to strategic silence. Do not explain yourself. Do not fill the pores. Let the silence sit. You are not being rude. You are being careful. When someone is making a serious accusation or delivering a complaint, even a distorted one, patient hearing is almost always the right choice first. You need to understand the full shape of what they are claiming before you respond. Reacting too early means you are defending yourself against a version of the accusation you invented, not the one they actually made. When someone is trying to extract a commitment, a concession, or information you are not ready to share, strategic silence is your friend. A simple "I want to think about that before I respond" is an honest form of strategic silence. It signals nothing except that you're taking the matter seriously. Starting the conversation well matters too. How to start a difficult conversation that's blocking your team? Synergy gives you a practical framework for that opening move. The internal compass that guides both skills. Here is the truth of it. The difference between patient hearing and strategic silence is not really about what you do on the outside. It is about what you are trying to do on the inside. Patient hearing asks, what does this person actually mean? And what do I need to understand before I respond? Strategic silence asks, what would I be giving away? And am I ready to give it? Both questions are legitimate. Both deserve an honest answer. The trouble comes when you stop asking them, when you slide into one mode or the other without realizing it, and when you confuse a performance of listening for the real thing. Empathy and self-protection are not opposites. You can practice patient hearing with someone you do not fully trust. You can use strategic silence without becoming cold or calculating. The skill is in knowing which one the situation calls for. Building that awareness takes time and honest reflection after difficult conversations, not just during them. How empathy bridges and team communication create the conditions for lasting synergy, and how to use I statements in team conversations to prevent synergy breaking blame cycles both give you tools for sustaining that kind of honest, clear communication across time. In my 60 years of getting this wrong almost as often as I got it right, the simplest question has served me best: am I staying quiet to understand or to protect? The answer tells you everything you need to know. That question, applied honestly in the moment, is how you master patient hearing silence and know which form of silence you actually need. Frequently asked questions. What is patient hearing in difficult conversations? Patient hearing means listening with a genuine intent to understand, even when what you hear is uncomfortable. It requires staying present, resisting the urge to interrupt, and holding space for meaning to emerge. It is an active discipline, not passive waiting. How does patient hearing silence differ from strategic silence? Patient hearing silence means you're fully engaged but waiting for understanding before responding. Strategic silence means you're deliberately withholding a response to observe behavior or protect information. One is about connection, the other is about control and self-protection. When should you use patient hearing with a manipulative person? Use patient hearing when you genuinely need to understand someone's position before deciding how to respond. Even with difficult people, hearing them fully can reveal inconsistencies, real grievances, or the intent behind their behavior that you would miss by reacting immediately. Is strategic silence a form of manipulation? Strategic silence becomes manipulative when you use it to punish someone, create anxiety, or gain power at their expense. Used ethically, it is a protective tool. You withhold a response because responding immediately would cost you clarity, dignity, or important information. How do you know which approach to use in the moment? Ask yourself whether your goal is understanding or protection. If you need to understand what someone truly means or wants, patient hearing serves you. If responding now would expose you to trap or give away information prematurely, strategic silence is the right tool. Can you practice patient hearing with someone who is being dishonest? Yes, listening carefully to someone who is being dishonest is often more valuable than confronting them immediately. Their words, inconsistencies, and emotional cues all give you information. Patient hearing lets you gather the information before you decide how to respond or whether to trust. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.